He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Prescott, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 565. Very interesting show for you today. I'm going to take a peek at a gadget that I use all the time, and very reliable, very affordable. And also, today, we have like an extra special thing for you. I'm going to show you four or five streaming sites for audio that you're probably not aware of and that are free. I'm also going to throw in a couple sites that you, I'm sure, never heard of that are that will allow you to stream free video content, movies, and things of that nature. So pretty cool show for you today. Let us begin. By the way, you can email me at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I will answer all my email. I need to program that into this computer here and get that to pop up maybe next week or the week after when I get to it. Okay, let us take a look at a device that I've been using for quite some time. This is called a Tumtec, and you can remember that like Tums. A Tumtec, this will not give you indigestion. This company's been around for a long, long time, and they sell a plethora of different types of equipment and office essentials. And as you can see as I'm scrolling through here, they just make a ton of stuff. And what's nice is you can try one of their products out for 30 days. They come with a 3-year warranty. That means they're made to last. And they also offer free shipping. And if I click up here to all products, as you can see, they got a ton of stuff here. Of course, they're going to make selfie sticks. They make great monitor arms. I've used several of them. These are nice because they'll do different sizes. They have phone stands, monitor stands, pretty much any type of accessory that you're looking for. They make absolutely great TV wall mounts if you are in that particular arena looking for that. So they make all kinds of neat things. And today, I think what we're going to talk about is this Tumtec selfie stick. There's a bazillion selfie sticks out there, maybe 10 bazillion. I like this one for a variety of reasons. This particular one comes with a wireless remote clicker, and a lot of them do. This is a removable clicker. Also, it's actually built in. There's a little pocket, if you will, that goes right into the selfie stick stand. And I'll show you that. So you can actually hold the stick and click the button at the same time to take the photograph or start the movie. So I like that. And the range is very good on these. They hold up well, not a lot of shake in them. And also, you can rotate the video device, your camera, your phone, 180 degrees. So let's take a quick peek at this and let's see if we can, well, this is sealed. There we go. I just broke the tape. So this is what it comes with. I'll bet you that's the stick. And it comes with a little manual here that's pretty self-explanatory. And way down here, it comes with a cord. This does not take a battery, which in some cases is good and some cases is bad. Sometimes I'd rather have a battery so that I can replace it in that little clicker. Some people prefer to charge it up. I can go either way. If I had to choose, I'd probably prefer the battery because I could stick an extra one in my pocket in the unlikely event that the battery goes dead. They're their small CR, I think it's 232 batteries. But if you forget to charge this up, you're out of luck. You can't do anything. So here is the actual stick. I have not opened this or used this yet. There's a little warning sticker here, and it just says, fully pull or push out the stick ends to open and close a tripod instead of operating on three legs. So it wants to make sure that it's fully extended right here You can see the clicker. This has a little strip on it to hold it in because it's new. I'm going to peel this off. And now here is the actual push button. So the way this works, I have to peel off this tape here. There we go. All right. So the way this works is, of course, it's a tripod, and everybody knows that. So this is going to open up like so. This is made out of plastic. It's not steel, but what's nice about this is it's very light. So you can use it as a tripod that wants it fully extended. It mentions that, so you're going to push this up. And the reason for that is you see the wide display here. It makes it stable. If you don't extend it all the way up, you have less surface area, and it's going to fall over, especially in the wind. You don't want to wreck your camera. So I'm going to close this down, and the selfie stick is pretty self-explanatory. This goes out about 3 feet. You can buy them as long as you want. This is plenty long for what I want. Also, it's plenty light, so when I travel, I like this. And it's definitely going to support any iPhone or Android operating device that you have. Also, a GoPro, which I do use this for. The clip is kind of neat. There's a very strong, and you can see it here. And you might have heard that snap. It's a tension spring load, so you're just going to put your cell phone in that clamp and just let it lock like that. The other thing that it has is there's a screw here. I don't know if you can see it, but this will allow you to flex down or up and, of course, in any direction that you want. There's also a swivel neck here. It's plastic. I haven't had it break yet. And I've had these for a while, so I'm assuming they're okay. It feels flimsy, but it's not. It seems to do the job. So that's nice. So you're able to bend this a little bit and then articulate and rotate the phone wherever you want. So all that's nice. At the end of the day, you're just going to push this back in. And you can actually put this in your pocket. That's nice. Okay, now very important is the remote. This pops out, and it's very tiny. Again, you're going to charge this up. You can see, I think, right there, the charging port where the wire is going to go. Make sure you charge this up. And the button itself is very tiny. You're just going to click on this, and that's all there is to it. So you can keep this in your pocket. Someone else can hold this and take the photos for you or the videos, whatever you want. It's very tiny, but what's nice is it has that built-in slot here. So this is just going to real nicely just, whoops. This is nicely going to fit in the top of this. So it just pushes in, and that's it. And it's not going to fall out, which is real important. You don't want to lose this. And that's pretty much it. Atomtech, they make a variety of selfie sticks. And I find this to be a real good choice, primarily because it's light. It's very well made. It holds up. The remote control I like. You can keep it in the stick. So if I have the phone like that, I can just push it and self-contained, or I can pop this out and just put it in my pocket. So all in all, very nice and very portable. Again, the tripod stand is very nice, but make sure that it's expanded all the way. So let's take a look over here at the pricing of this. And for that, we're going to go to Amazon, because that is your best price. And here it is here, Atomtech Bluetooth. I forgot to mention that it's Bluetooth, but that's self-apparent. Expandable 3-in-1 aluminum selfie stick with wireless remote and tripod stand. 270 degrees rotation for your iPhone. Pretty much any phone you have will work there. This gets great ratings. It gets 4.5 stars out of 21,000 reviews. So there you go, $22.09. It's real nice. I think you'll be very pleased with it. In fact, I think you'll be very pleased with any of their products. Plus, you get a three-year warranty. So all of that's nice, nice. One thing I think I should remind you is that this is compatible with Android and iOS. So you're wondering, like, how do I get this stick to work? Put your Bluetooth on. It will recognize it. I don't care what kind of phone you have. I've actually been able to pair this with my GoPro, which is real nice. So very good device. Okay, let's get back, excuse me, into some unbelievable websites that I have for you, streaming sites. The first one up, these are music sites that we're talking about now. The first one up here is basically Google Play. You've heard about this, but don't confuse this with the Amazon one. This is a separate, it's called Live One, Stream Music and Events. This is totally free. Live One was formerly called LiveX Live. It was powered by Slacker. Google owns this now, and you're going to get a bazillion free movies, I'm sorry, music, podcasts, and all kinds of events. They don't capture any data. It's an app, and feel free to load this and stream all through your house or wherever you are. It's called Live One, Stream Music and Events. Another one that's great, and keep in mind, they do have a paid prescription, a paid subscription for this. It's called Tidal, but there's also a free version of this, and it's going to give you just a bazillion songs. Really, this is a very nice one. You have all kinds of selections. If you pay for it, you can get really high quality. Of course, I don't pay for it because it's free, and you'll like this. But if you want really high quality hi-fi sound, this will do it for you. So the free version of this gives you good sound quality up to 160 kilobits, 90 million plus songs, and limited interruptions. You're not going to get a commercial every 5 seconds. If you want to shell out some bucks, it's going to increase the quality of the sound. You probably won't be able to tell the difference. You're still going to get 90 million songs, and they throw in 450,000 videos. No ads, people like that, and you can listen offline with unlimited skips. And, of course, they have your jumbo pack here if you want to do that. But I'm telling you, the free service of this Tidal will work quite well for you. So jot that down. It will be in the show notes. You'll like that. Now, let's take a peek at Amazon. Amazon has two streaming services. People confuse these. If you're a Prime member on Amazon, this service is totally free. There's a free version of Amazon Music. There is a paid version also, but I'm telling you, for the most part, unless you're a real music buff, the free version is going to work just great. So here it is here. You can use this on your computer, on your phone, and stream thousands of stations and top playlists, listen offline, hands-free listening with Alexa. You can just say, Alexa, play whatever it is, and it will do that. And it's nice. Now, this is where it gets a little confusing here. Or, okay, you can get 2 million songs for free, or you can get 90 million if you want to pay for it. I can find something to listen to on 2 million songs to select from. I can definitely do that. I'm sure I can find some on 90 million, but for the most part, unless you're looking for a specific band or group or song, I would use the free version. All right, our next service that you probably, again, have never heard of is called Deezer. Now, Deezer's been around for ages. Again, people don't realize that there's a free plan and there's a premium plan. You can try out the paid version for 1 month free, and most of the streaming music services do have a 1 month free trial. Some of them have 2 months free. Two months free to try the premium. Use the free version. You're not going to notice that much of a difference. On the free plan, you get music, podcasts, and radios, plus recommendations for you, why Deezer stream millions of songs, podcasts, and radio channels, access from the music app, and it's pretty simple to use. You're going to like this one. It's very good. I do use this frequently, and I am extremely fond of it. Now, these last two services, these are big boy services, if you will. iHeartRadio, I use every night. Of course, I am in Arizona, but spent most of my life in the Boston area. And I still, to this day, listen to WBZ Radio, 5,000 watts. It's news radio. I listen to that all the time. I also listen to WRKO, frequently a Boston station, particularly at night. And in Arizona, you can't pick up that station on terrestrial radio, if there's such a thing. I mean, radios are just gone other than your car. You know, way back when, certainly in the 50s and 60s, there were several radios in the house. Remember the transistor radios in the early 60s? Wow, 2-transistor, 3-transistor. 10-transistor, oh my God. And they were AM and FM, and they were just the craze back then. Today, you don't see any radios, and if you do have a radio, it's going to be an internet radio because everybody is everywhere with the internet. So, that said, there's two services that I highly recommend. If you are anywhere, and I mean anywhere in the world, and you want to listen to your home station, or I listen to WGN in Chicago. They have a old-time radio content, and it's just interesting. If you're trying to go to sleep and you can't, best way to go to sleep is listen to something that's boring, and then you go to sleep. So I will recommend iHeartRadio. They've got just live radio podcasts, artist radio, just tons and tons of stuff. All free, and you will be very, very happy with this. And if I had to pick one or two streaming sites, I like iHeartRadio because you can listen to live radio anytime, any place. You can go to live radio stations and click them as favorites. You can get a bazillion, and I mean a bazillion, podcasts. You know, if you're interested in photography, you can just do a search on podcasts for photography. You're interested in stamps, whatever it is. Also, they have a $4.99 plus feature here if you want to pay for it. Again, live radio, personally, and this has unlimited song skips, and you're going to be paying $5 a month to skip through songs. I don't care. So, once again, I think that the free version is just going to work real well for you. I don't have any problems with that. It's up to you. If you want to pay the money and you feel you're getting the added features, then go for it. Okay, another absolutely great, as good as iHeartRadio, is it's called Odyssey. And this is perhaps a tad more robust. All your New York stations you will find on Odyssey. So if you're listening to 77 WABC, if you're listening to 1010 News Radio, which one of my favorites, or 880 CBS Radio out of New York, this will allow you to pick them up. So between these two services, between Odyssey and between iHeartRadio, there's probably not a station in the United States that you're not going to be able to pick up live. Each one individually doesn't have everything, but together, you'll be hard-pressed not to find something. And they both work well. They're both are going to give you just a bazillion stations. So by all means, check this out. What's nice about Odyssey is you can listen live. They have music. They have news, which is awesome, from anywhere you want, sports, podcasts, and much, much more. So this is great. By all means, check these out. These are situations where you don't typically know that these exist. So everything that I've shown you to now, right till now, other than Amazon and Google, you probably have never heard of, but they're great, functional, working sites. Now, let's take a peek at some very esoteric but really cool free streaming videos. This is going to be really cool. Okay, let's go to it right now. The first one we're going to talk about is Big Five Glories. I know you never heard of it, but that's why you watch the Gadget Professor show. This is totally free. All you need to do is click on this site, and it's going to give you some really cool Hollywood classic movies and golden age movies. Create a free account. I don't think they have a paid account, but you're going to basically log in. You know, you take a username, password, whatever. You know the deal. And you'll be able to watch these classics. And, you know, if you're tired of watching everything, you want something unique or different, this will do it. Now, this next site is also pretty cool. If you're really in a pinch to watch something and you don't know what you want to watch, but you want something really different, really off the wall, this next site called Open Culture has just all kinds of things. If you like Korean movies and films, it has a bunch of those. It has 70 movies in Russian. I said it's a crazy site. You get 300 plus free streaming movies, just normal kinds of stuff. You get free films from the National Film Board of Canada, and they've got some really good things. So you can see here all the things A Star Is Born. These are all free. And this goes on and on and on. You will definitely find something to watch. And again, a lot of these are older movies, but again, they're still great to watch. You can have just lessons on how to speak Arabic, Chinese, French. You get the deal. Free movies, recordings. This is just loaded with stuff. I mean, loaded with things, and it's all free. So 1,700 free online courses, 200 online certificate programs, 1,150 free movies, free audiobooks, 150 of the best podcasts, all kinds of stuff here. So check out Open Culture. You're going to be happy you did. Okay, let us get back. Another site, absolutely excellent. VideoHub.com. VideoHub.com. This is an interesting site. Again, I'm sure you've never heard of it, but it's like a competitor, if you will, to YouTube. And it's going to let you watch just like all kinds of crazy things. I think you're going to like this site. I can't tell you specifically what's on it because it changes all the time, but you get random picks, entertainment, the most popular watched, and it's YouTube-like in nature, and you can even do a search for things, and these are off the beaten path types of content and movies. I think you'll enjoy that. Another site, again, that you've never heard of, if you are a kind of a news junkie and just like all kinds of new things that are coming up, featured stories from around the world, this is definitely for you. Daily Motion, again, kind of sort of like a YouTube channel, but you're going to find all kinds of just insane things. But yet, they're interesting, and it's current events, current news, current sports. You know, it's up to date and it's informative and it's free. So again, a great feature. Now, this last site is again similar in nature. Again, I'm sure you've never heard of this. I've just recently come across it. It's called Utreon. I don't know how to pronounce it, but let's take a peek at it. Let's call it Utreon. How's that? This is a nutty site, again, very similar to YouTube, but you're going to find all kinds of esoteric and insane, off-the-beaten-path videos. Again, if you're bored out of your gourd and want something to do, as you can see here, there is just tons and tons and tons of content here. This will keep you going for months, actually. There's all kinds of insane things. So if you get tired of doing the TikTok thing, that gets boring pretty quick, at least for me. Again, I've shown you just a plethora of both video and audio sites that are totally free. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.